Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the millennial. Sexy Boomer, that's Scott Robbins. Reopen Alcatraz, that's got some people freaking out. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, so President Trump, he posted on Truth Social that he wants to reopen Alcatraz for the worst of the worst criminals and maybe even illegal alien gang members, since there's been such a problem with deportations. He was asked about this on the lawn of the White House.
Okay, roll it.
Just an idea I've had, and I guess because the judges, so many of these radicalized judges, they want to have trials for every single, think of it, every single person that's in our country illegally, that came in illegally, that would mean millions of trials, and it's just so ridiculous what's happening. And it's long been a symbol, Alcatraz, of whatever it is. I mean, you know, it's a sad symbol, but it's a symbol of law and order. And, you know, it's got quite a history, frankly. Yeah. So I think we're going to do that, and we're looking at it right now.
Yeah. He has an idea. He rolls with it.
Yep.
That's a Trumpster. That's what he's going to do. I know it drives some Republicans crazy. Certainly drives the left crazy.
I can remember looking at that thing parked way out there. You could see it, you know, clearly. And thinking to myself, my gosh, no wonder those people were crazy. You know, they'd get in there and they'd hear people having fun and they couldn't get out. Like, I hear them from the you know, the bay and everything, and it made them nuts.
Wow.
I mean, the sound of people enjoying themselves and having a good time, and you're in this little cell.
Yeah, it's tough.
You're locked up. It was nuts. Yeah.
I forgot that was part of that whole thing.
Yeah.
And I took a boat tour.
I didn't go out to it, but yeah, I should have, and I didn't. But
around it.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. I mean, my mind wasn't really...
You couldn't actually go in, though.
No.
Right? Okay.
My mind at that time was not exactly on the tutorials that were being given to us.
Yes. Right.
As we were on the little boat tour. Just thought, well, this is a little romantic thing. We can do a little break in the action, but then I'm looking forward to what's later today. Sort of thing. Yeah, this is all fine.
You weren't thinking about all the criminals locked up there.
No.
Beating their heads against walls and insane and all that.
No.
I mean, Alcatraz also has a place in history as being the inspiration for one of the top five greatest movies of all time, The Rock.
Oh, yeah. That was a good movie.
That is I don't care what anybody says. That movie's fun.
I love that movie. Yeah. I do too.
Yes.
Our first feature film night on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show will be The Rock.
Nicolas Cage, Sean Connery in The Rock.
The Rock.
Well, I think 8 years before you were born, there was the classic Clint Eastwood movie, Escape from Alcatraz.
Well, and before that, there was Birdman from Alcatraz.
When was that?
That would have been the 60s sometime. I can't remember exactly when. And it was a fairly...
Oh, were you in high school then?
No, not in the 60s. Jeez. No.
You were born?
What year was I born?
No, I'm saying, but you were
remember
a kid when it came
out? I remember it because adults would talk about it. Like, it was a really good movie and all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1962.
Thank you. Yeah, I was...
So you were about 23 then.
Yeah. Yeah. I just turned 19, David. Joined the military, remember that? And then, I was in diapers, but yes.
There you go.
Who was in that? I can't remember who was in it. That was a big movie, though. It was a big, I mean, a lot of people were, big stars were in that movie.
Well, David's on it now.
Burt Lancaster.
Yeah, Burt Lancaster. Big
there you
man.
Go.
Yeah.
Carl Malden, Thelma Ritter.
Carl Malden, yes.
Yes.
Streets of San Francisco.
Yes. Yeah, with Michael Douglas.
Yes.
Neville Brand, Edmund O'Brien.
Edmund O'Brien.
He was like, I've never heard of these
Telly
people.
Savalas. Yeah.
Telly Savalas.
Oh,
Telly.
Making bald beautiful.
Yeah, Birdman from Alcatraz. Yes.
Yes. You know what? Because of that, I'm going to talk about bald guys being sexy now with my story coming up in
Thank
a few.
Thank you for that.
No problem. But before we get there, I mentioned the crazy governor from Wisconsin, Tony Evers.
Mm-hmm.
He's making some news. Not because he looked like a fool trying to throw a football in that video a couple of weeks ago before the NFL draft. That was just embarrassing. But it's his advice to state workers on how to slow walk ICE and almost protect illegal aliens. It was kind of crazy.
Wow.
The question is, will he face criminal charges for his questionable memo putting him at odds with the Trump administration? Saw a different... A few pieces written on this, one from The Federalist, and it mentions the border czar Tom Homan warned state leaders like Evers not to cross the line. He said, Homan said, I meant what I said. You cannot support what we're doing, and you can support sanctuary cities if that's what you want to do. But if you cross that line, impeding us or knowingly harboring, concealing an illegal alien, that is a felony, and we'll treat it as such. So then he was asked, Homan was, why federal law enforcement isn't arresting leaders of sanctuary cities and states shielding violent illegal immigrants, including those on the terror watch list. Homan said, wait till you see what's coming. Like, oh, what could that be? Is it going to happen? So Evers then released a video statement on Friday calling Homan's statement a chilling threat that should be of concern to every Wisconsinite and every American who cares about this country and the values that we hold here. Just so you know, Tony, no, it's not. No, it's not a concern. No, for a lot of us, we want to see you being held accountable for what you're doing.
Well, there's
the same way the Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan was held responsible.
They got some room in Alcatraz. You can be the quarterback on the yard football team. We know you're quite the chucker with the football.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
The other thing he said in this video, these threats represent a concerning trajectory in this country. We now have a federal government that will threaten or arrest an elected official or even everyday American citizens who have broken no laws. No, no, no. You are breaking the law. That's just it.
Shut up.
It's crazy. Committed no crimes and done nothing wrong. Again, read the law. You're breaking it. So we'll see what happens there. A lot of tough talk from a lot of these people. Yeah. See how long that lasts. All right. It's that time. We go around the table. May not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. David, what's your story?
Well, today's the day the federal government is saying, hey, people who were delinquent in their student loan repayments before the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to start coming after you now. We're going to start maybe garnishing wages, all of that. Mm-hmm. And I know there have been a lot of sob stories about it, and media is saying, oh, this is terrible, this horrible thing. Again, these are not people who were delinquent post-pandemic after the thing was paused and all of that because everybody shut down. These are people who already were not making payments.
You got to pay!
And so, I don't know, it's kind of like, well, you haven't paid anything in 6 years. You couldn't have come up with something in the intervening years. It makes no sense to me. TransUnion, though, put out a report saying that there is now a record 20.5% of student loan borrowers with a payment due that are seriously delinquent, meaning they're 90 days past due. That's about 4 million people totally. That's a big jump, too. And they didn't say exactly why, but to me, I think it's probably because they didn't think they'd ever have to pay them back, and so they stopped paying attention to whether or not they were supposed to pay their bills.
Yes.
And I just know this because my wife still has some student loans. Mm-hmm. And when, I think, what was that, 2023, when they started saying, okay, you got to make payments again, mm-hmm. she was gearing up for it to try to, you know, get ahead of it and all of that. And all the people that she was talking to who were managing the loans didn't know what was supposed to happen. Like, didn't know, okay, how are we setting this up? How's this going to go? In the end, is Biden going to cancel all of this? Nobody knew.
Yeah, I'll put it this way. I heard some people being advised, there's no need to pay it until you know you absolutely have to. Because what if you start paying on it and then come to find out you don't have to?
Yeah.
And even though you could say, well, that's not right, that advice does make sense on a level.
Oh, totally it does.
Yeah.
I mean, you pay your mortgage, you pay your car bill or your car note and all that stuff, because you know if you don't, somebody's going to take it away from you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, and you know what happens? For all these years, you haven't had to pay, and then you have to start to. You feel like, well, but I thought it was done. Well, no. This is one of those things, and now you got to pay.
I don't care, mommy.
Hey, man, you got to pay back loans. Somebody loans you got to pay it.
That is the deal.
That's the deal.
All right, Scotty, what do you got for What's Your Story?
Just announced 2027 will be the year when Washington, D.C. will be entertaining NFL teams for the draft. It's a done deal now.
Okay.
Roger Goodell just named that. Trump wanted it. Trump was out there fishing for it for a while and finally reeled the big fish in. So the NFL draft 2027 will take place in Washington, D.C. That is a huge economic, boom. That's a boom for them.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's wild how much money that thing and the revenue that thing brings in.
Well, now I can't help but think, because we were just talking about the Wisconsin governor, Tony Evers.
Yeah.
So because the draft was in Green Bay, and he had that lame video of him. He can't even throw.
Oh, I know.
And then it's like a catch in his weak little limp spike that he had. Okay. With Trump, it'll be an AI-generated video where he chucks a football. He throws it like a cannon, and it's taken out lefties all over the place, just one after another, just knocking them down.
Yeah, their heads will fall off. It'll hit them in the helmet. Just roll. The heads will just roll into the 50-yard line.
It'll be something like that. It'll be hilarious, and then the left will freak out on it.
Or else he'll break through the wall, and, you know, he'll look like the Kool-Aid guy with muscles.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, one of those things. Yeah, it'll be something. It'll make him crazy, but he'll do it anyway.
Of course.
But anyway, that's a big deal for Washington, D.C. to have to host the draft.
All right, for my story, we got this. I mentioned bald guys are sexy, apparently. This was a question going on online. What's something that's sexy now that wasn't sexy 20 years ago? And what was mentioned? Bald guys with beards.
Oh.
Got to grow that out. You just can't go with your little soul patch there, Scott. You got
to. Yeah. I used to have it in my chin, too, but I got rid of that because it looked ridiculous after a while.
No, really?
I thought it did. I didn't like it. But anyway, I just got new look. You know, you can't do anything with your hair.
People said the bald guys with beards used to scream midlife crisis. Now it's a whole aesthetic. That was the midlife crisis?
Yeah.
I thought the comb over was.
I thought buying my Camaro was.
Yeah, but you were in your 40s.
Yeah, I was.
Well, you'd still love to have one.
Well, heck yeah, I would.
Why don't you do it?
Too many responsibilities.
What do you mean?
Alimony.
Oh, you mean money.
Alimony.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I thought you meant just having the car.
I could have a nice car.
Man, okay. You know what else they're saying that's sexy now that wasn't 20 years ago? Lack of a tan. That it used to be everyone wanted to go get a tan. And not being tan somehow lowered your attractiveness. They're saying that's more attractive now that if you don't have a tan.
Well.
I haven't noticed that. Maybe it's true. I don't follow the different trends, to be honest. Shocking. Eyebrows that aren't pencil thin. That's always weird to me.
Yeah.
It just is. Muscular women.
Is it turn on?
That it's sexy now, it wasn't 20 years ago.
I don't know about that one. Yeah, I guess.
It depends on how you define muscular.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Tone? Okay. Yeah.
Tone is fine, but I mean, huge biceps or something.
Yeah, you're not digging that.
Yeah, that gets weird.
This says long hair on dudes. I guess 20 years ago, if you 2005.
I mean, if you watch any Major League Baseball games or even basketball now, the dudes have long hair. Some of them have a cornrowed, but it's long.
I don't know that that's ever gone out. Has there ever been a time where there wasn't some long hairs in baseball and basketball?
There's more dirt dogs now than there ever have been, though, I think.
Yeah. Well, let's face it. If we were playing ball and we were that age, we'd have the mane.
Well, yeah. I could never have it.
You had it on the softball field.
He ponied it up there.
Oh, no.
Get out of my
eyes. You got a hat. You just let the freak flag fly in the back. You don't need to tail that up.
Why are you
shaking your head?
I've just seen the mullet keeps trying to make a comeback.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Yeah.
It's actually been going now for, 4 or 5 years?
Yeah.
Especially in baseball.
Yeah.
I don't know if it ever went out in hockey, did it?
Well, you know, a lot of those players come from Canada, and they're like a third world country. Until we take them by force, in which case then they'll finally be welcomed into the developed world. But
yes, Kristen Welker actually asked Trump about that. That was funny. About Canada. About force. He's like, I don't see it. You know, I just... Just a crack up. So Israel plans to occupy Gaza. Got to get to that story. And Nimrod's in the news in just a few.